This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, the one other thing that I want to mention is about mobile phones, cell phones, and salat. General etiquette of keeping a mobile phone. Very specifically, probably a bit more for men. This is related to men more than women. You know, men, as men, we go through salat. And what's very distracting in salat is that somebody's mobile phone comes on. Especially if it's our own mobile phone that comes on. And it distracts everybody. So, there's a number of, you can say there's a step-by-step adab in this regard of how we can avoid this. First and foremost, the best thing to do is obviously to shut your mobile phone down or silence it when you go for salat. Now, I know that as human beings, we're human, insan, and thus we forget. So sometimes you're quickly, you're in a rush, you don't remember. Which is a good sign in a sense that you're not so focused on your phone. People who are very focused on their phone, they'll be very particular about it, right? So, I mean, that's a separate thing altogether. But now, let's just say you do forget. And then after that, there's this embarrassment in salat. So how do you go about this? First and foremost, with any of our phones, what we should do is we should do a few things. Firstly, we need to use a neutral ringtone. That means no music whatsoever, because music is extremely intrusive. When it does come on, it's very distracting, and many people feel extremely uncomfortable in music, especially if it comes on in salat because of the hurmah and the unlawfulness of it, right? So first and foremost, we must avoid any of those kind of ringtones or any other kind of silly ringtones. We should just put a normal ringer on, right? Any kind of ringer that the phone comes in. If it doesn't, then if you've got a smartphone, you can download ringtones, right? Just the general phone sound. So at least, even if it does come, it does go off, then at least there's no embarrassment. It's not as distracting. It's just people don't understand it's a phone, it's not music for whatever reason. That's one thing. Number two, most phones have any button answer, any key answer. That means when it does go on, then pressing any key should be able to at least silence it or answer it, right? So there's two functions, you know, the side menu buttons or whatever, that sometimes can be used to silence it, right? You just press it and it's silenced. Or it's to answer the phone. Either way, both of that is very good, because when you're in salat and the phone is in your pocket and it goes on, then you can quickly press a button. So it either comes on or the person who's on the other hand, they will know that you're in salat, because maybe the qira'ah is on, or Allahu Akbar will say, you know, somebody will say Allahu Akbar or whatever the case is. So that's the benefit of it, right? Or at least it will silence it. And the thing is that, just to mention the fiqh of movement in salat, if you can do it, if you can press a button, right, move your hand away and press a button within, say, 4 seconds, because the duration of movement that will break a prayer is 3 subhanallah length. So subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. That's about 3 to 4 seconds. Let's just say 3 seconds. So if you can just quickly, for example, the phone comes on and I'm praying here and then I go, my salat isn't broken. And I have saved everybody else's salat from being distracted. A lot of people think that they're so pious in their salat that they can't make any movement, and it's very uncomfortable, because imagine your phone is going off and you're praying salat, your mind is not going to be on salat. Ajib. Your mind is not going to be on salat unless you are like praying a sahaba salat, you know, where you're oblivious to it. Everybody else, this happens in Medina, it happens in the Rawda, people's music goes on, they have all sorts of music. Sometimes you can tell which country they're from because of the music that they've got on, right? It's just really a massive problem. So keep your neutral ringtones, any key answer, and yes, you can move it. And if it is music and your phone does go on, I would personally suggest that you break your salat just so you don't distract everybody else. Because seriously, can you imagine the distraction for your own prayer? You don't want to break your own prayer because of that. I think it should be fine, because it's committing haram. According to the scholars who consider music to be haram, which is the overwhelming majority, you are committing a haram. So if there was somebody started committing some other kind of haram in front, wouldn't you stop to break your salat to do that? People, if they focus on these steps, inshallah, the most neutral thing to do is keep it a neutral sound and any key answer. And inshallah, that should help. Personally, I think we need to get a lot more technological, and masjid should have a certain, you know, device, and anybody regular going to that masjid, there should be a standard one across all masajid, an app, which basically when it links, when it comes in vicinity of that particular device in the door of any masjid, it puts it on silent for 10 minutes. So you don't need a jamming device, but it just puts your phone on silence while you're there, right? That's something that somebody can think of and then roll it out to all of the masajid, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us.